statement on the wire. I don't know what we can do to avoid it, but I talked to Bernie Sis today and said, I sure hope you'll help me get a rule as soon as you can. Said he would, but he didn't think that they, he thought that they were just putting it off to try to keep from getting. Said they were doing more to kill it than anybody he'd ever seen. So I think we're just going to have to really, there's no way in the world, I guess, that we can work out anything with any of those Republicans.
No, sir. The moderate Republicans, Mr. President, like Tupper and others.
Republicans today stepped up their drum fire of opposition Johnson's 62 million war on poverty bill, labeling the measure political chicanery. The bill, approved by party line vote in the House Education, would establish new youth training program, finance local anti-poverty projects, set up a new Peace Corps type volunteer group for anti-poverty work in this country, and offer new assistance to small farm and business operators. This proposal is patently political in motivation, Freeling House and ranking member said in a statement on behalf of 12 Republican members. It is designed to arouse great expectations, but it contains no substance through which such hope may be realized. That's a damn lie. Why don't you get Shriver to answer that with a statement?
All right, sir. I have some hope on the moderate Republicans, but not until the last minute. They just won't commit.
I would try to appeal to them and just say that it does have hope, and here's a... it's very unfair when you make these statements. And you're going to have 40,000 in camps.
I think later on, another statement about how poverty doesn't know any partisanship.
Should know none.
Should know no partisanship. We must not let the poor become the... That kind of statement will help from us. And I'll call Shriver right now.
Just tell them these things ought to be answered or they'd be picked up. And I'd say not a thing chicanery about giving 40,000 jobs in game. Not a thing chicanery here. What chicanery is somebody to try to put it off and avoid it. Have you got those speeches in a reasonably good shape?
Well, I'm really pleased with the Johnson City speech that Dick and Doug and I sat around for an hour this morning and come up with another page that it's a much better speech right now than University of Texas, and I think you'll be proud of it. And I'm working this afternoon, and we're going to hold up at the Driscoll tonight and stay until I get something else on University of Texas. And I will have a good speech before it's over with. And Johnson City is finished, and it's a good speech. I read it to two or three people, and I'll do the same.
What does it say?
Well, it's really just your. There's no hard lead to it. It's just you're saying the kind of world that they can build, like has been built since 1924. We added a page about what that world is like, and something like the University of Michigan speech, but not in anywhere comparable. And I think that'll be the story. It's a good one for Johnson City, and it's got some stuff the press will like in it.
Okay.
Thank you.